So the review catalogues a real list of failures. Now that it's public, how has Peter Dutton responded?
So Peter Dutton hasn't responded to The Guardian as yet, but a couple of days ago he did speak to the SMH and called it a gratuitous and personal hit job against him. He was particularly frustrated with a lot of the findings, the fact that it was all being leaked out. He told the Sydney Morning Herald that the report was embarrassing, personal, to the point of being without foundation in many of its claims, is what he said to that masthead. Again, yeah, when you read this review, it is particularly personal, calling him grim and unlikable towards women. So we're still waiting to hear back now that the report has been made public. But until a couple of days ago, yeah, he was very displeased with the report.
So, Krishani, is this report going to be acted on? Because the authors warn that it should not be put on the back burner. It says that the party's survival requires urgency.
It's a really good question. I think we're still kind of waiting for a comprehensive response from the party leadership, from Angus Taylor, from Jane Hume. I mean, a lot of the 17 recommendations, some of them go towards the actual process. So things like ensuring that a leader isn't the captain and the coach, and the umpire, again, ensuring that those roles around what the campaign headquarters, what the secretariat does, what the leader does are completely separate, and ensuring that there's proper oversight in all of those processes. It calls for snap reviews after elections to understand quickly what's gone wrong or what to get right. As you say, the report says that it's dire and that these recommendations need to be acted upon. I think it's a bit of a wait and see as to what they'll do. I imagine that they won't ignore it. That would be a dangerous thing to do, particularly now that the whole thing has been made public. And we've heard, for example, Jenny Ware this morning, who lost her seat in the south of Sydney to a Labor candidate as well, which again was quite a shock to the whole party. She's welcomed the review being made public today. She said that members, former members, volunteers, executives all deserve to know exactly what went wrong and what this review says. She urged the party particularly to act on these recommendations. So there is a lot of pressure, I think, building, particularly from those people like Keith Wallahan, who was someone who had spoken to the review. He's mentioned in the review. He lost his seat as Menzies, as I mentioned earlier. A lot of people urging the party to use the recommendations.
300 submissions were made to that review. We'll see if it is acted on. Krishani, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Noor.
That was Krishani Danji, political reporter and live blogger for Guardian Australia. You can find more on the Liberal Party review on theguardian.com, and we've linked to Krishani's latest piece on the full story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Krishma Luthria. Sound design and mixing by Daniel Simo. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget, you can subscribe and follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave us a review. I'm Noor Haidar. Thanks for listening.